Unsere Branche steht nicht gerade im Fokus, wenn es um Innovationen geht, wenn es darum geht, neu zu denken. Und dabei gibt es so viele KollegInnen, die den Mut haben, ein starres System in Bewegung zu bringen. Wir von BA Techs wollen auch neu, immer, und empfinden dabei eine große Genugtuung. Und deswegen lassen wir euch in unserem Podcast BA Techster teilhaben, wenn unsere Wegbegleiter Impulse setzen. Seid dabei und lasst euch inspirieren.
Welcome to a new episode of BA Techster, another one in English, another one with a Prime Global member, my friend Alberto Di Giorgi.
Good morning, Uli.
Maybe you can tell our listeners who you are and how we met and what you are doing in Italy.
Okay. So thanks for the invitation. First of all, my name is Alberto Di Giorgi, and I am a tax advisor or dottore commercialista, which is technically the definition of my title in this country. I am a CPA, long story short, an Italian CPA, and I advise my customers or the customers or clients of the firm with regards to their Italian operations. Typically, we would have a foreign client that's coming to Italy to sell their products and services, and they would rely on people like me, or myself actually, to untangle the complex Italian administrative world. I've been doing this and this only ever since graduation, or sort of. So it's been about 22 years that I have been in this business already, even though I probably look a bit younger, and the picture behind me with the cartoons probably shows a more lighter side of me. I should probably put a sign that says debit and credit behind me instead of that. You and I met back in 2013, maybe. Is that a fair date to say?
I think we have not met 1 or 2 years earlier, but we didn't talk to each other in the first couple of years we knew each other.
That is possibly true. Because you were a scary big German guy. I don't think you can see the size of me because I'm sitting in my comfortable chair, but I am just an average Italian guy. So I was intimidated by you to begin with. You were holding an office back then in the association that led to the creation of the association that we currently belong to, and I was just a guy. Italy is a slower economy than Germany, and had this kind of complex to reach out to you to a certain extent.
There's no reason to have a complex. First of all, you are speaking 200 languages, so it's Italian, it's English. What else do you speak?
I speak French and Spanish at a business level. I started taking some Japanese classes because we have plenty of Japanese clients, and it's fair to say that it's nice to greet your clients in their own language and break the ice in that language. I don't know if you can say I speak German. I don't think you can say I speak German at all. I can probably say some beach talks if that is necessary.
And you understand too much German. That's what I figured.
You have to beware. I speak some Portuguese. I took Latin and ancient Greek back in high school back then.
Oh, we have something in common. I took Latin and ancient Greek as well.
That's fantastic.
Actually, ancient Greek was part of my oral high school exam back.
It was part of
200 years.
It was part of my written high school exam, and I have to say I failed miserably the ancient Greek proof. But also have to say that I have recently bought back on eBay the book of Latin histories that we have to translate back then to train ourselves, just for pleasure. I have it. It's right over there. It's in my library, in my room here in the office.
Wonderful. And so you speak half a dozen languages or so, and you are running an Italian family business together with your father.
Yes. So about 20 years ago, I think I lied before when I said that I've been in this business and in this place for 22 years. I've actually only been here for 21 maybe, because right after graduation, I joined the KPMG. And I had a dream of being one of the partners in one of those big, you know, important firms with the big names and the fine colors and all that. And then one day my dad came to me and said, you know, why don't you join the family firm? And I said, okay, you know what? This is actually quite big. And I think that I am humbled by this, and I'll try to give it a shot. So about 21 years ago, I started making photocopies and entering wrong accounting entries in the system for someone to correct against what I was doing. And 21 years down the line, yes, I'm a partner here. We're a team of 25, which isn't large compared to some of our international partners or counterpart, but it is a sizable size entity, if you excuse the game words in Italian, under Italian standard. There you go. We're back to the comparing sizes story again. That's going to make us giggle all through this conversation.
So size obviously matters in your life very much. But I met your father before you, and I spent some time on the board with him. And he is still in the office and working with you. And I remember last year he had his 50th year anniversary. So maybe you can tell me something about the Italian way to do succession within family accounting firms, because succession is a big topic in Germany in accounting firms. How did you manage that?
So I think that there's a bit of magic in there. I don't think that there is an actual formula, right? So in the beginning, my dad said pretty much, go ahead and swim. And he avoided me as much as possible to the extent where, you know, we were frequenting the same place, but we were not actually working on the same things. Maybe because he's a wise man, and he thought, you know, let's the kid do some damage and let somebody else correct the damage that the kid is doing there. Again, 20 years down the line, I can say the easiest succession plan is to speak the truth every time you find a moment with your business partner, and try to not disguise expectations to a certain extent. So if you and I want to be friends, I want to know that what you say in front of me and behind me is the exact truth of what you say. And then if we have a common direction, we'll take a common direction, and nobody's going to break that. You mentioned that I work in a family firm, but we also have another partner within the firm. And I've been working with this guy for the last 20 years of my career. Even though he's not family, he's kind of like my big brother, because he's been with us for as long as I can remember. And we are being truthful to each other, right? The day that he comes in with a grumpy look, I'll, you know, knock on his door and I'll say, why did you not say hello to me this morning? And the same thing he does every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to me, because I'm only happy on Fridays.
So it sounds like it's pretty much the same in Germany, but isn't that one thing we learned in Prime Global, our international association, where we hang out with each other, we share topics, discuss whatever topic in best practice groups. And from my perspective, we all are facing the same challenges and problems, maybe at a different time, some countries earlier, others later, and that changes over time. But we all face the same things. We all want to be treated the same. We just have a different cultural framework to work with and solve this. And that's one of the things I learned in Prime Global very much, and I appreciate it very much that I learned the Italian way to do it, and I learned the Chinese, American, French, and Dutch way to do it, even the UK way, Spanish way, and So over time, I could pick whatever did help me best in my environment. And in Italy, it was special because I could pick the Giorgio way from two generations.
Yeah, so you're very right. One of the I think best reasons or top reasons for being in an association like this is that, as you rightly stated, we face the same problems, but we look at them from different angles. Because I have my secret spaghetti recipe back here that I mix with everything that I do intentionally or unintentionally, day in, day out, and you'll have your own breakfast, one, or the condiments that you will add to your recipes are going to be different from the condiments that I add to mine because of, I don't know, cultural background, geographical background, bias. There's a lot to levy on if you think alike to a foreign business partner. They can show you, or it's been like this for over a decade for me. They can show you a different way to look at issues, and maybe you can apply their philosophy to your own problem. If you just think of the way that we eat spaghetti with a fork and the way that the Japanese eat spaghetti with the chopsticks, we're both eating spaghetti. I don't know. It's just grand to me. Yeah, it's solving the same issue in two different ways that are perfectly fine and perfectly working. And it all goes down to spaghetti again.
You have always such great examples, Alberto. Thank you for sharing the chopstick forks example with spaghettis. So do you serve any Italian firms, or are you just doing the international inbound stuff in your family?
So we do. We have Italian clients. And ultimately, I have to say, our clients are all Italian because the entities that we're looking after are all Italian subsidiaries or branches or representative offices of foreign headquarters. So we're working basically on the local compliance work and any consulting assistance that they might need and advisory and all of that. The Italian entrepreneur the Italian entrepreneurs we're serving are typically internationally minded. Again, I think it's a sort of a deformation to a certain extent. We're molded to serve one way or the other people that go abroad or that come from abroad. But yeah, we don't discriminate.
Okay, that's cool. But you and your team speaks a lot of languages, or especially you, and you are specialized and a go-to firm in Prime Global for international business. So I just had a podcast lately with a young tax consultant from Germany, and we talked about the German challenges we have. One was succession. The other one is private equity in the profession. How does Italy deal with it?
Oh, this is a big question. So private equity. Private equity is out there. Private equity is out there and has a clear interest in acquiring accounting firms everywhere. And when you say everywhere, you mean everywhere. So Italy is not different from any other country. Now, the way that our offices are built in this country, we are, I think, 60 million about. And we like to joke about the fact that we're 60 million entrepreneurs. I don't think we're 60 million, but anyway. Yeah. So the message behind this is that the size of our firms, and here we go back to size, is typically smaller than the size of firms elsewhere. So the interest in private equity is probably not as blunt as it is in other countries because of the leverage that they can somehow gain or apply when looking at these type of initiatives. But I have to say, we've been knocked on the door a number of times ourselves. And so you know, it's a management type of decision. It's a business type of proposal. So it's quite I think entrepreneurial decision that at some point will need to be made to a certain extent.
Is there an official position of the Italian accounting bodies towards private equity?
No. So I would not say so. There isn't. So we have associations in general, let's say syndicates that unite the members of our profession. It's a weird word to say when it comes to accountants, but yeah. There isn't an official position. I don't think they could even express an official position. Everybody's an entrepreneur and everybody is happy and free to do whatever they like. It's something that you cannot avoid thinking about, and it's I wouldn't say it's an issue, but it's a topic. So at some point it will be necessary to take a position, whether it is in favor or against it. I don't know, maybe. And every story is different, right? So every private equity fund is different, and every entrepreneurial story is different. So it's kind of a movie that we still need to watch.
Thank you. It's pretty much the same as in Germany. Our professional bodies are pretty much against it, and but they're fighting with it, and private equity is currently pretty active. We have decided we are not for sale, so it's not for us, but we keep talking to understand what's happening in the market and to understand what we need to do to survive.
I'm going to try and be wise for once. So the life of a company is not a picture. The life of a company is a movie, right? So in this photogram, you might not be for sale. You don't know how the world around you evolves and changes. In the next photogram, you might decide to take a different decision. I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about me specifically. I'm just saying in general. It's business.
You need to reassess your decisions regularly in business life as well as in human life.
You're being
third topic, AI and digitalization.
Oh,
is it existing in Italy? What are you doing there?
So yes. So I'm going to try and sell you this. In 2000,
this is a pen. We don't have a video, Alberto. So, Alberto is showing a pen.
I'm going to try and sell you a simple pen, and I can sell you a simple pen by telling you that this is fantastic. It opens up and clicks with a super fine button. It's made of steel and plastic. It's recycled. It's friendly. It'll help you write to your girlfriend. What if I told you that the pen has AI? Would you be more interested? The pen can actually write the contents that you want to write without you needing to stop and think about it. Maybe it won't fire them off. Maybe it'll just provide you with a draft. Maybe it'll provide you with a super fantastic draft in a language that you don't speak. In a context that you don't very much know about or know very much about. Maybe it's better in English, better said in English. So yes, AI is there. It is being conveyed. It's a strong message that is being conveyed to all the profession through all the professional channels that I know about. And we're using AI, I'm proud to say.
How do you use it?
Oof. So we started using a thing called robotized process automation, which is the stupid cousin of AI. But it helps a lot. It helped us a lot. Ever since I joined the firm, I'm a bit of a geek. You say you don't have a video, and we won't show this in video. But behind me, there's an arcade machine. There's an actual arcade machine in my room in my office, and I have my geek Game Boy and PlayStations in the side of my office. And this has brought me to be leveraging on technology as much as we could to avoid having to spend some time doing what a machine could do. Now, if you don't start from robotizing, if you don't start from your processes, if you don't start from taking care of your processes, then AI can work in a bit of a strange way. But if you take care of your own data and of course, your own processes, AI can be of some help. It's in the way that we book the invoices for our clients. We offer accounting services, and we have the electronic invoicing system in place in this country ever since 2019, which means that every invoice is standardized, and which means that every person in the accounting department is being far more efficient and effective than they were before, thanks to the electronic invoicing and to the optimization of the processes. Now, AI is helping us and is presenting us with a challenge. The biggest challenge that I see here is that you will lose a lot of, I don't know how you call it in German, of rolling up your sleeves, right? Because if a junior needs to join the firm and they just rely on what they find on AI answers, they will stop being able to consult the old books and to make the their clockwork mechanism spin in their head. So we must leverage on AI, and we do, but we also shouldn't forget that we're consultants, and people will leverage on what our advice is. So to give good advice, you should be able to find your sources and question and read and be curious. How about you guys? What's happening in Germany?
Nothing. No, there are different approaches. The standard accounting softwares are implementing AI or APA help. We have literature and where we put AI on so we can do research. So it's coming more and more. And if you don't talk about technical work, it's all over the place. Preparing for a podcast, like preparing for a speech, writing an essay, whatever it is, AI does help a lot to sort your thoughts. And I think some of us are on a journey towards AI implementation. But I think what we see more and more that we need to implement AI, we need to implement RPA on digital products, but we also need to build on our personal relationships with our clients, with our people and our teams, and within Prime Global, which brings me, not surprisingly, a bit later than expected, but to the Prime Global topic. You know, I'm happy that I haven't invited your father, because we would still be in the welcome period, because Alberto's father speaks even more than Alberto does, and I do together. So he doesn't stop, but he's one of the nicest people on earth. That's why Alberto is like he is. And that's how I got introduced into Prime Global, the Italian part of Prime Global, which is the Georgies. And I think what we see in Prime Global is a lot of relationship by getting engaged, meeting people, creating relationships, and that is helping us to provide better services to our clients, because we rely on each other. And even if I raise a nasty question like an inventory observation nearby Milano on the 31st of December, early afternoon, about the things, but my friend Uli, I can let him down, so I will find a solution.
Okay, can I use, I don't think I can use swear words because I think you're recording, all right?
Yeah, so, no, be kind.
Okay, so I'm just going to comment on the Prime Global side. So I think that one of the reasons why I am in this profession is because of Prime Global, because of that richness that I get every time that I frequent you and other PG partners. And every time I am around you, not you specifically, don't start thinking that I am praising you. You are amongst those and you know that well. But every time I am around you, I get inspiration. Right? I get It's a very unpopular word, or impopular. I don't know if you say it one way or the other in English, but it doesn't matter. The concept, I think, is clear. Every time we're around each other, we get contaminated. It's a very unpopular expression after COVID because, yeah, that brings back some bad memories, but it's a good contamination, right? It's the spirit of an entrepreneur that has the same problem as yours in the same domain and is not a competitor to you. So you're free to speak and say whatever you really think and whatever your strategy is leading you to do in your professional life. And on the other side, you'll find somebody that in front of a glass of beer or gin, maybe, or gin and tonic, possibly, to avoid exaggerating with, so on the other side, you'll find somebody that is ready to listen to you, that feels the same pain in recruiting, in keeping the resources, in finding the right software to do the right things, in retaining clients, in, in expanding knowledge of accounting or the culture of accounting itself, in sharing the results, or cheering, or being worried about the future. Take this PE topic you brought up, right? How many times have we in the group been discussing about it? How many insights did we get? So it helps a lot. It's kind of like, it's like therapy, I can say. Hey, you're my psychologist or psychiatrist, and I didn't know that. Hey, this is an epiphany to me.
It's pretty much nailed it. I think Prime Global membership and being able to travel to all those exciting places, meeting different generations and people, is one of the greatest gifts I got in my professional life. And it's an important part of my growth journey because it widens perspective, it provides new ideas and inspiration. And I think even in those times today where international relationships are a bit challenged from one or the other side, it's good to have them, and it's good to understand that we are all humans and work together. And I can only encourage everybody to search opportunities to become a member of something like Prime Global and send people and get engaged, because it's having a significant positive influence on your firm.
I couldn't agree more. I'm one of the happiest members, I think, of this, and it is not just because of the work that it generates. If it does work for you, it's good for you, but it is not just because of the work it generates, the flow of work it generates, but it's because it's an enriching experience. I have to say again, people, I think, are the real people are talking about data being the key to success. We're not. I don't think it's only data. It's people. It's valuable people. It's people that have that can give you, that have the gift of being successful and open and open-minded and internationally oriented and all that stuff. It's just a gift.
Thank you for those almost 28 minutes of insights into the Italian profession and some sparring and brainstorming about Prime Global and what it is and what it could be to some of our listeners if they make a decision to join some Prime Global or other association to help themselves and their people grow. And for anybody who is listening, if you have need for help in Italy, Alberto is based right in the center of Milano. They are great hosts, the entire family, so don't hesitate to reach out to them. And enjoy Italian life in Europe. Enjoy Italian life. Thank you very much, Alberto. See you soon.
Thank you.